Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I am the Dank Scientist, and today I have a guest, and her name is the Princess Reefer.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's the Princess Reefer from the Princess Reefer's Corner. What do you have me in for today?
Well, I'm just here to ask you a few questions, you know, give you a, just, you know, pick your brain a little bit.
All right,
and let's see, you know, what happens. So, tell us about yourself, you know, how long you've been podcasting, and what do you usually talk about?
Haven't been podcasting too long.
Like myself?
Yeah, I started off at the Coop with the Dank Scientist and Dude Bro, but I decided to venture off a couple weeks ago.
All right. Now, do you remember what we just smoked? Or did you... Oh, well, anyways...
Was that the Jack Skellington?
That is right. That is the Jack Skellington. Yeah. And that's a full sativa. And, yeah, that's one of those buds where you just... It's 100% all head high. No couch lock. That's why you pay the extra $5, baby. Anyways, let's follow that into what kind of strands you've been into lately.
Mostly sativa. I have been kind of looking into a higher percentage of CBD lately just because I feel like it helps better with the anxiety.
Yeah, I hear lots of good things, like even a good 50-50, I mean, CBD. It's, there's things in CBD that are unlocked by THC, so right. That over-the-counter shit, it just don't work.
It don't cut it.
It don't.
So that's why I've been kind of pimping the hybrids lately, and I've actually been talking to a grower who was talking about doing a micro grow, and he wanted to know which of the seeds he should try.
Ooh, I like a good micro grow would be a cheese. Cheese, you know, is real easy. I grew cheese in my closet, or, you know, I'd love to see, I want to stay away from the perps. But the cushions are real good because the perps is just pure couch lock. Anyways, I want to get a little bit deeper here. And I want to talk about the psychology of getting high and addiction. Do you believe that Rat Park is an accurate representation of our current addiction theory?
Rat Park?
I talked to you about this before. I'm sorry.
I'm not sure so, what that...
So, Rat Park, it's a long one, but Rat Park is water bottle filled with cocaine and a cage with no amenities.
I just didn't know what the phrase stood for.
Yes, and then another one is lots of rats to bang and a wheel and lots of fun things to do. And the rats, they never went back to the cocaine, really. Because addiction... Even though there is a physical hook, is almost always a complete void that somebody's trying to fill. Which, you know, lots of people knew, but, I mean, we can see biologically in a similar, you know, brain animal that, you know, we can just turn it off. Just give them better fucking living environments.
Yeah. Oh, it's really important when your cerebral cortex right in front is developing. Until you're 21 to 25, I believe. That's your whole basis of how you work. And then after that, it is stuck in time.
Yep. Okay, and then let's follow that into, is escapism, let's say video games, you know, anything that you use to avoid your daily pain, is it morally bad?
I think to a point it's healthy, but with everything, too much of a good thing is really negative.
Right.
So I guess I should explain that a little bit. It's perfectly okay to have a stressful day and zone in at the TV for a half hour, and then you've completely calmed down. You can go on with your life. But it's when you sit down in front of that TV all day. Then, where was the line?
Yeah, and usually, like, a loose definition of addiction is doing something regardless of whether or not it negatively impacts you. So once you get to the point of watching that television screen, because you have to, and even though you're watching that screen, your life is crumbling all around you. That, I think that ties escapism in with addiction.
Absolutely. So that's probably why the vast majority of people who are addicts or have substance control issues are in pain. They're hurting.
Yeah.
It's something to control it.
Yep. And they fully legalized drugs in many countries, and it worked out. You know, violent crimes went down, and, you know, these people, they actually got off drugs. There are a few people that stay in the clinic, and they're just going to be there for life.
Yeah.
But everybody just quits because they give them jobs, and they give them, somewhere to live, just bare minimum, and just, you know, say, here's your opportunity, and you can take it when you're ready, but, you know, if you fail, we'll still kick you out and everything. But people, when they arrive at those centers, they are fucking done, and they want to quit.
I actually think that's why I love marijuana so much now. I mean, I wasn't always this into it, obviously, since you've known me, but what strikes me as really amazing is you never get the downs, like, from alcohol. It's so happy. Everything's so beautiful. And you don't hurt anymore. It's got so many pros and hardly any cons for me. And it's still illegal in certain areas. And I still can't advertise for it. And it's still demonized.
Well, I mean, here's something. The reason why Kratom is illegal in Thailand is because it got too many people off of their opium trade. So they just went into their little federal government and was like, make it happen. Through either force or bribery.
Well, I think there's corruption everywhere, so that doesn't really surprise me.
Yeah, so, I mean, why would that not work with the United States and marijuana and alcohol and cigarettes? Because people use weed to get off of alcohol and cigarettes.
I'm sure Big Tobacco is totally lobbying against the marijuana industry.
And, there's something...
All they really need to do is get on board. Like, subcontract your grows.
Like, literally, they just change fucking plants.
Yeah.
Same rolling joints, same everything.
But when you've done something for so long, you don't really feel the need to change. It's worked till now.
Well, yeah, think about all that investment into the tobacco fields and all the R&D to make it as addictive and less harsh as possible.
Yeah.
Okay, wow, that was a great episode.
Drugs are great.
That's right. Let's just, you know, one last thing just to keep it light before we wrap up here. What's a new weed product you want to try lately?
I actually saw this thing on Instagram where instead of the carts, it was just a drip vape of THC for your vaporizers. And I have yet to see that in the local shops.
Okay, so it would be refillable?
Yeah, it would be a tank that's refillable. No more disposable carts.
That's amazing, because we have got to do something about the marijuana industry and waste. I know that it's better federally, and it looks better to package it up and sell it like drugs. But there's places where they just sell it to you in a fucking mason jar.
Yeah.
And weigh it out in front of you. So it is possible. Stop using plastic. Stop creating glass jars. Stop making tubes for fucking pre-rolls. You can do it bulk. You just have to try.
We could have a service like the milkman, except he'll be the weed
man. The weed man. All right.
Put
well,
your
that's
cars outside.
That's 10 minutes, everybody. I want to thank you for coming, and thank you for listening to The Dank Scientist featuring Princess Reefer.
Thank you.